for whatever reason, I think throughout the years and mankind and man just having different ideas, we've made the equation really difficult, but it's very simple. Now, verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the law, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Right, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the what?
Unity.
Underline unity if it's not underlined in your Bible already. Underline the circle, whatever you want to do. The unity of the Spirit, not just unity, all right? But it's unity of the Spirit. You can be unified, but if it's not of the Spirit, then we can see further down, it says, in the bond of peace, there will be no peace. Now, here's why I say the equation is really easy and really simple. Because verse 4, you read it, ready, read. Stop. Read. Stop. Read the next part. Keep going. And what kind of hope? You got to read it now. You can't just skip over it. And one hope of your calling. So now we see 1, 1, 1. You see it? The equation is really simple. 1, 1, 1. There's not no add nothing. There's not, I know even further down in the scripture, it's going to talk about every joint supplies, right? But if we get so busy talking about the joint supplying and not get a revelation of the one, then we'll have a problem. Now, can you look at the church and see? For a minute. Can you look at the church or look at how you've learned things to be in maybe normal traditional ways or religious ways, and can you see why you've been trying to do so many different things and miss the one? You get it? There's many people that are good churchgoers is missing the one every Sunday. The one. You know what I'm saying? The one. They're missing. There's a lot of people who know a lot of scriptures, and they're missing the one. And the one, you know, when I refer to the one, you know I'm talking about Jesus. The one is the only thing that solidifies anything that you're doing. Any revelation that you think that you got, anything that you decide to endeavor to do, like it's even talking about walk worthy of vocation, any vocation that you pick up, anything that you decide to endeavor to step out into, the only thing that can make it fortified and everlasting is the one. See, the equation is real easy. The equation is real simple, but we just made it difficult. To be honest, I'm really looking for the reason why we made it so difficult. Other than, you know, just being tricked or taking ourselves too serious. Or maybe being taught something, right? But the equation is simple. Hold up one. That's it. I ain't got time to go over there. Which y'all know the story about Mary and Martha. Don't y'all? Do we have to go? Y'all know the story. Y'all know the story. He said, only one. How many things are needful? What's all that stuff you're doing? What's all that stuff that you're trying to perfect? Right? See, the problem is that you're trying to perfect something and not be perfected. That's the deal with the church. He's going to talk about this for the perfecting of the saints in a minute. You don't do perfect things or get perfect. You are perfected. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. It happens to you. Are y'all catching that? It's for the perfecting of the saints. That means something outside of you got to do something to you. Something bigger than you, better than you got to do something to you that makes you full of purpose, that makes you mature, that makes you grow. It's got to be something on the outside of you, right, that's affecting everything on the inside of you. Yes. You get it? Yes. It's perfecting you. It's happening to you. You get it? Yes. Are you understanding? Perfecting the saints, we're going to get that in a minute, but the equation is still simple. Verse 5, read it. Stop. Read the next part. Stop. Read the next part. Nah, I ain't saying about no 2, no 3. I ain't saying about no joint supply right there. Huh? Did it say anything about 2 or 3 you gathered in my name? Did it say anything right there? I know that scripture. Did it say any of that? Huh? One can put down fight, two can put down fight. Did it say any of that right there? Nope, ain't right there, right? Let's say 1, 1, 1. Verse 6. Now, that's a simple statement. It's one God who's the Father of. What's the next part? All right, next part. And next part. So he's above in. He's above. I won't get out of order. He's above, through, and in. Above, through, and in. Say it.
Above, through, and in.
Say it again.
Above, through, and in.
One more time.
Above, through, and
So he's above, through, and in, but now I like what he's saying. He says all. Let's bring it back to the one again. What is all? Come on, what is all? Come on, all is all. All is everything. Ain't nothing outside of. Just like ain't nothing outside of the. Y'all get it? The equation is simple. Wherefore he said when he ascended upon high, he led captive to captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is also, but that he descended first into the lower parts of earth, he that descended the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And they're all is something. He keep on saying all. Then verse 11, right? And he says, and he gave some apostles and he gave some prophets. Now, I want you to catch the comma. Verse 11, y'all see the commas? So to me, when I read it, I got to pause. And he gave some apostles. And he gave some prophets. Y'all see that? And he gave some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers. That means he gave some apostles to some people. Some pastors and teachers. So, like, it don't matter how you got reached. You get it? But he says some, pause. So he gave some apostles. Y'all get that? All right. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. You go ahead and read it. Ready to read.
For the perfecting of the saints.
All right, next.
For the work of the ministry.
Uh-huh.
For the edifying of the body.
Now, we've talked about this before, but the first one got to happen. The first one in verse 12, that's the first thing that got to happen. The perfecting, the maturing, the growth, the purpose. What is the purpose? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? What's going on? When we meet on Sundays, we meet on Wednesdays, what are we doing? Did you come here to get your fix? Right? Or did you come to train on how to change? Y'all understand what I'm saying? What is the purpose? Because if you don't get the purpose, you'll never be perfected. Inside of perfection is purpose. So now it's a perfecting, but I love this, and I just saw this tonight, and I just saw this just now. It's for the perfecting of the saints. That means the saints have to be perfected. It didn't say the saints have to be perfect. You get it? It didn't say for the saints to be perfect. No, it says for the perfecting of the saints. That means the maturing. That means, honestly, you know, let's do this. The growth. Everybody say growth.
Growth.
Come on, say it again. Say growth.
Growth.
Say it again. Say growth.
Growth.
Now, let's talk about growth for a minute. Y'all wasn't always as tall as you are right now. Regardless of what height you are right now, what height you want to be, right? Right? You wasn't always. Come on, y'all was a little baby. Ain't nobody came out here full grown. So my here I am. Nope. A little bit of baby. And it's funny, the Bible says it's an amazing mystery how the bones grow in the womb and how the seed come from a seed to growth, and it's amazing how this happens. You know, we the miracle, and we don't even know it. We're the actual miracle. You know, we take these things for granted because there's so many people on earth, and we forget the miracle working power of what's going on. But the fact that you are here being grown, like how did you get this tall? That's weird. That's almost crazy. If you stop and really think about, how did I grow? All right, watch this. When did I grow? Right? Like, did you see yourself grow? You get it? Like, I can feel it right now. The only thing you get closer is growing pains. I used to have growing pains in my knees. I was about 13 or 14, I was getting a little taller. But other than that, you don't know. We used to mark the little thing on the wall. I don't know if any of y'all ever did that. We used to mark it on the door, and scratch it in the wood on the door, and you see how tall you are at different times, right? But you ain't know when you was growing. You sleeping and growing. What's happening? You was laying out. Matter of fact, Matthew talks about which one of y'all can add a cubit to your stature. Which one of y'all can add something to how big you are? Like who can do it? You can't. It has to be done to you. Are y'all hearing me? So now perfecting, maturing, growth has happened. Now I ask you again, when you got that tall? What day was it? What day was it that you got? I'm 6 foot, 6 foot one on a good day, right? When I hit that, when I got that tall, we don't know. I can show you pictures when I was younger, but we don't know what happened. Y'all get what I'm saying? And so now the growth, you ready? Growth happens to you.
Yes.
Comes from you. Mm-hmm. All right, it comes from within you. Mm-hmm. Cause ain't nobody stretch you. When you was little, come on. When y'all was young, ain't nobody took you and stretch you and say, you know what, we're going to make you taller today. You know what, we're going to make you grow up real fast. Right? You know what, we're going to, nope. Growth happens to you. You get it? Happens to you, through you. And y'all get what I'm saying? So now the equation is simple, and I'm trying to simplify this thing a little bit. I think we've overcomplicated what church is. And that's why we got to call it what this class calls it, church unusual, because it should be usual.
Yes.
It should be like the way that church, the way Jesus intended for church to be, should not need any other adjectives.
Yes.
It should just be church. But now we got to have this kind of church, and that kind of church, and this kind of church, and that kind of church. Now we got to have usual church and unusual church and special church and all these different things because we've lost the identity. We lost the identity of who we were. Remember now, Jesus didn't say, up on this rock, I'm going to build this building. I ain't got time to go over there, and maybe I do, but I'm not going right now. I ain't got no time. He said, up on this rock, I'll build my church. You get it? He's talking about you. I am church. Say it.
I am church.
Y'all get it?
He's
not talking about, he wasn't just talking about a building. Thank God for the building, because, you know, it's probably raining out there right now. I'm so glad we on the inside. I'm so glad we got a place to come in and congregate, right? Amen, right?
Amen.
Better than sitting out there in the rain and doing it. But he ain't talking about that. All this going to burn. All this. All these skyscrapers, all these things you think are great and everything, all this going to burn one day. You could have been talking about that. Y'all get it? So now the perfection, the growth, the maturing has to happen to you. I know people, I've heard people, I got friends that say, man, I want to be, you know, this tall. I want to grow to this height. Listen, you can't choose that. You got to let growth happen to you. You get it? He was telling the younger, the commercial to come on, keep drinking milk. Milk do your body good, right? Come on, you want to be strong and tall? Drink milk. I know a lot of homeboys that drunk milk and they were what they were because their parents were what they were. You get what I'm saying? It was just in your DNA slotted for you to be this height. Just be happy where you at. Are y'all hearing me? Drinking milk all day long. You get what I'm saying? No, growth, perfecting growth has to happen to you. Right? Happens to you, through you, and it's somewhat out of your hands. The only thing you got to do with it is positioning. That's it. Position and submission. That's the only thing you got to do with it. And you allow the perfecting of the saints, the perfecting, the maturing, the growth, the purpose. You allow purpose to happen to you. You get it? Now the big mistake is we out here trying to accomplish purpose. We're trying to fulfill our purposes. How do you you ready for this? How fulfill? I want to fulfill my purpose on the earth, right? How do you fulfill something that you are? Come on, don't be dull on me right now. Don't be dull on me. Don't be sleep on me. You are the purpose. Yeah. You are the purpose. You ain't know it. Now, I've been saying it to you, but I guess I got to remind you right now. You are the purpose. So how do you feel? How do you fulfill something that you're already full of? Y'all getting it? We're out here trying to do a bunch of things that we are. Are y'all getting that? You're trying to fulfill a purpose that you are the purpose. Say, I am purpose. Say it. Come on, say it. I am purpose.
I am purpose.
Come on, say it again because I got to get it through your head because I don't think you believe me right now. Say, I am purpose.
I am purpose.
You are purpose. You are the purpose. When God sent you to the earth, you were the purpose. You had it was a purpose that he sent you as, not a purpose that he sent you to do. He sent you as a purpose. When however he planned it and sent you on whatever day, what year you was born, come on, whatever date, y'all know the date and the year and all that, whatever date he decided to send you down there was a purpose that was planned. For I know the plans that I have toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. I already knew you before you was formed in the belly. Oh, that sounds like purpose. Don't that sound like purpose? I ordained you and I sanctified you before you were born.
Yes.
That means it wasn't when you came to ministry school that you were ordained and sanctified. It was when God decided to put you in the womb.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's before you got to any ministry school, before you went to anybody church, before you heard anybody Bible. He said before, this is Bible. He said before you were formed in the womb, I ordained you, I sanctified you. I knew you already. So you had purpose. You are the purpose already. Are y'all seeing that? Now, if we live our lives, which most of us do, right? If we live our lives in such a way where we're trying to reach these goals or accomplish these purposes, where we're chasing, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. We're chasing like a dog chasing his own tail. You're chasing something that you are. Purpose comes from you. Are y'all hearing me? You are perfected for a purpose. Growth happens to you. Purpose comes from you. Are y'all hearing me? So now I'm not out here. Sometimes we get this foggy religion that we have. And so we're travelers for the rest of our life. Trying to search for the will of God. You are the will of God. You were God's will when he sent you down here. However he did it. And I'm not asking God. I ain't got time to sit there and ask God how that worked or how that, because that benefits me nothing right now at this time and place in my life. Well, where the stars come from? Stop asking them those stupid questions because they don't matter right now. You ain't touching them, so leave them alone. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Well, how did God do that? What does he do? Does he take the soul and he put the soul in the spirit? We don't know. All we know is we here. And we know what he said about before we were formed, and we know what he said about us when he was forming us in the belly. He already knew you, he already ordained you, and he sanctified you. That sounds like the will to me.
Amen.
So I am the will of God. Say it.
Now,
if you don't know that, that's next level. You don't know this, then you're going to be searching for it. And sometimes you don't find it. How many people we know in church searching for the will of God? Well, I got to find the will of God in this. Well, I got to, he right there. You just got to move all the other stuff out the way so that you can see the Lord gave me something yesterday. He said, it's consent. You have to give him consent. Whenever you're doing surgery, anybody ever had surgery before? If you ever had surgery, you know, you just walk in and say, hey, we need to have surgery. And so they just burnt down the room and just start cutting. No, you had to sign a little paper. Did you have to sign something? If you didn't sign something, we need to go back and talk to these people. All right. But you got to sign something. They call them giving consent. You give them consent to cut you. All right? There's no surgery. There's no opening until there's consent. So now there's consent. Then there's a breaking. There's a breaking open. Most of us never get past that part. We give consent, but then when it's time to be broken, we don't like that. We don't like to be broken down. We don't like the break because it don't feel so good all the time. Being broken ain't the best feeling in the world. Are y'all hearing me? But you got to give consent so that there's a breaking. Once there's a breaking, I'm not talking about crack. No, smash. Just straight broken. Pieces everywhere. Anybody ever been broken before? Well, y'all lying to me right now. Well, I'm going to raise my hand for y'all and for me. Because it's been a crash off the top shelf. Yeah, the pot on the top shelf and then flew all the way down from the top of the refrigerator and hit the floor. Pow! And pieces everywhere. And we don't even know where the pieces at sometimes. You ever broke a glass before and you thought you had swept everything up and then all of a sudden you step on something right or all of a sudden you're like, oh, we got another piece over there. And you thought you had everything broken like that.
Yes.
Well, you couldn't gather the pieces together. You know, even when you sweep up a glass and you can sweep it up real good, but them thistles ain't that detailed to catch every little piece. And it's that one little piece that you can't even see that caused the most pain.
Yes.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
It's that one little shadow, but you thought you had everything up. You can't do it. The breaking got to happen to you, and it got to happen to you so far to where you couldn't gather it up if you wanted to. So now we got consent, we got a breaking. Now what happens after the breaking is the pouring. There's an outpouring. What do you say with outpouring? We always talk about the outpouring from heaven. No. There's going to be some stuff that's going to pour out of you that ain't supposed to be in there. It's almost like draining the infection. And some things are going to pour out. I'm going to tell you why it's going to pour out. The next step is going to tell you why it's pouring out. There's things that's going to pour out and it's going to get out the way because the next thing, the fourth thing is a revealing. See, there's you're looking for keys, but you are the key. You're looking for an answer, but you are the answer. Say, I am the answer. Come on, say, I am the key. Listen, if he say, I've given you the keys, then that means you got them already. That's you it. You it. You get it? Are y'all listening to me? You are it. But sometimes you don't see the key because you got so much junk over it. Have you ever lost your keys before? Huh? Have you ever misplaced your keys or you had the keys in a certain place but they had a bunch of stuff around it and so now you got to dig? You know, sometimes the keys is the most tedious thing to look for. You know, especially if you're like in a room or you threw it on the bed or something like that, like, you got to get to digging, boy. And it ain't, you know, keys ain't really the biggest thing in the room, right? 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 But if you got, sometimes you got to pull the cover back in there, move the shirt in, move this out the way, and move the books out the way and everything, then you'll find that the keys have always been in that one spot, but you had too much cover in there.
Yeah.
Are y'all saying? So it ain't that you ain't got the key. It ain't that you ain't the key. But you don't even know you're the key because they got so much other religion and rhetoric and worry and fear and anxiety and all these different things and what your mama them said and what your daddy them said and what your cousin them said and what your family, your last name, and all these different things that are covering the key that you are. Which really the key is your identity.
Yes.
Are y'all seeing me? So now it's covered. So now we got a consent, right? You know, really, really, to be honest, you usually got to do the ends. If you consent, right, I'm going to give you the last one in a second. If you consent, bless believe the breaking coming.
Yeah.
Everybody talking about, Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Okay.
Right.
Y'all better, all right. Y'all keep asking that if y'all want to. You know, that don't look like everything you think it look like all the time. Come on, church people. Come on, it don't always look like what you thought. You start asking God for patience, he's going to give you some patience in a way that you don't know about being a patient, right? Right? Like, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? And he going, like these tests, like, God, let me, okay. I want to be, okay, you want to be that? Cool. And you better believe there's going to be a breaking coming. Because I got to break it at the alabaster, the precious oil that woman poured on Jesus. They say they made the bottles in such a way to where it wasn't like you can open it and pour it. It was all enclosed. And so the only way to get the all out was to break it. So we read these stories and we just, the alabaster box, and we singing the song. Then we just think it's cool. So you go get the all out your cabinet and start pouring it. And you think it's that easy. No. They said it was such a precious all that they had to, I still don't know how they did it, but they closed it up to the point to where the only way you got the all out it was a breaking. And you better believe it better been a good moment to break it. And they say it was an heirloom. It'd be passed down from generation to generation. So, I mean, this woman thought she saw herself so much. Uh-oh. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all didn't hear me. When she saw Jesus, she saw herself so much. Y'all didn't hear me. When she saw Jesus, she saw her true identity so much that it's time to break the bottle. She saw at that first time, the apostle talking about in the mirror yesterday, for maybe the first time in her life, she saw what she looked like. Oh, it's time to break this bottle.
Yes.
Cause what we saving this all for? What other moment we saving this for? This is the moment we've been waiting for. So we're going to break it right now. You ready for this? Revelation. When you, cause the consent calls you, you're going to see Jesus. And when you see him, it's time for the breaking. Are y'all getting it? You can't go back and be the same. You can't go back another way. Once you've seen him, that's a wrap. That is a breaking. All right. So really all you gotta do is consent. You get it? This is gonna be a breaking, there's gonna be a pouring out, all that stuff that ain't supposed to be in there gonna come out of there. Right? Are y'all hearing me? And then there's a revealing, because now you see the key that you are. You see the real you, right? Your mirror ever been fogged up? Huh? You know, you just got the shower and the mirror got fogged up and you wipe it off, then it fogged right back up and you wipe it off, right? Or you've had someone, but you got to clear it off, or in your car. You ever had ice on your window before and you got to clear it off, right? Clear it off. You got to clear it off so you can see. Pouring, then there's a revealing, and then there's an unlocking. Now, a lot of the stuff that you're praying about, it don't need your prayers, it needs the keys. Lord, show me how to do this. And then he show you the mirror and show you yourself. Lord, show me how to make this happen. And then the next thing he show you is you. Because you the answer.
Yes.
You the key. You get it? So now really all I got to do is give consent. The rest of it is going to happen to me and I unlock. Y'all get it? What's the five? Say them again.
Consent.
So now I can only start with the one, though. I can't start with the two. Right?
Yeah.
Count. Everybody count. Ready to go.
One.
Okay, what you started with?
One.
All right, everything that you do got to start with the one. James Brown even knew it. Hit it on the one. We ain't waiting till four. One, two, three, four. No, hit it on the one. Why were we waiting on? Why do we have to wait three more counts when I can get it on the
one?
Now, being a musician and being somebody that does music and knows about playing with bands, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. There has to be a tight cohesion. There has to be, you know, we talking about aligned minds. Yeah, that drummer and that bass player and that lead guitar, right? And that piano got to be on the same mind. Almost got to be seeing the same thing, looking the same thing, and the repetitions of their relationship. Wow. The repetition of their relationships make it to where they can hit it on the one, and we ain't got to wait till the four count. Normally, let me show you about, let me do a music lesson real quick, right? Normally you go one, two, three, one, one, two, three, two, one, two, three, three, one, two, three, four. Then you got four bars, right? Or you go one, two, three, four, boom, boom. Y'all know that comes rhythm. You are the rhythm, so you already know how I go, right? You already know when, y'all know when, you know when the beat off on the clap. Y'all know when the praise team that started different. Because you can feel that, because you are the rhythm. Right? So now, you know, usually the normal, most people can hit it on the four. They know one, two, three, four, bump. Everybody knows that, right? But then when you gotta go bump, and ain't nobody gave you no preliminaries, where we at? Hit it on the one. Are y'all hearing me? That's mature, that's the perfecting. When you're able to hit it on the one without a click in. See, thanks, Lord. In order to hit it on the one without a click in, you got to have an aligned mind. You don't have a band director up there telling you this and hitting the podium. You don't have nobody looking at you. Come on, y'all. Right? No, you ain't got nobody doing that no more. Now you got to hit it on the one and everybody got to play at the same time. Everybody don't play at the same time, you mess up the music.
Yes.
One, the equation is easy. One. Y'all see it? One. Everybody say it.
One.
One thing is needful. It was the great commandment of law. Lord, love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, your soul, right? And then say the second one, like, but all you really need is the one. The one leads to the
second.
Like you counting. One. Everybody count. Come on, count.
One.
Two, three. But you ain't getting the two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You ain't getting nothing until you get it on the
one.
You can't skip the
one.
The equation is simple. But we're all over the place. And we read all these books. And we've heard so many messages. God bless the messages. We've heard so many messages and read all these books. And heard of so many theories and so many analogies and similes and metaphors and rhetorics and all these different things that now we're up here trying to catch all this different stuff. You can even take this chapter and miss it. And you can try to make every joint supplies and you miss out on the verse 13, till we all come into the. Come on, y'all go verse 13. Till we all come into the what? Come in the. Wait, hold on, no. Stop. Thank you, Lord. Thanks. I don't be reading right. And we don't be reading right either. You heard what I said just now? Look at the scripture. I said, till we all come into the unity of the faith. That sound good, don't it? That ain't what it say. Read it. Oh, until we come in the unity. Oh, whoa. Y'all see that? Y'all been reading it like me too, huh? Till we all come into the unity of the faith. No. It says until we all come, like we all left out the room, and then we all come in unity. We come in one. See, the perfecting, the work, and the edifying makes you come as one. Are y'all seeing that? Until we all, and I caught myself the other day reading this, and I catch it again. Until we all come in the unity of the faith. So, I mean, we show up, we got a unified faith.
That's it.
We don't come up with you Presbyterian, and you Catholic, and you Methodist, and you Episcopalian, and you full gospel, and you word of faith, and you this, and you that, and you, no. And it ain't no faiths.
That's it.
They're crucifying me right now. Now they get the, ropes and everything ready. I don't care. Ain't this one? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God is Father of all and above all, in all and through all. One. Just one. Just one. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Now we're saying this too now, and I'm reading this better. Until we all come of the knowledge of the Son of God. Y'all see it? Now you go that word again, that perfect word again. Until a perfect man, until you're grown. You get it? Until you mature. Until the measure, and it tells you how to mature. Because you think you've grown. Right, if we just stop that scripture right there, then you can have your own interpretation of perfection. Look at it, read it. Read it. Ready, read. No, I want you to read it from the beginning. Hold on, stop. That's kind of hard for you to read, huh? Because you've been saying it in too, huh? Huh? Y'all too, huh? I know I'm not by myself, right? We all come into the unity of the faith. And I don't know, we heard somebody say that. We be reading fast. And that it's amazing how that one little thing changed the connotation. Right. That's amazing, ain't it? We got to slow down. Everybody say slow down. Right. All right, now read it. Yeah, see, you with even the rhythm, even how we're reading as a group, because now we got to get this together. That's fine. That's fine. I understand. That's how it works. We ain't really knew this play. Right? We learned this play, right? So we got to go. We got to do this play a couple times. I love it, though. Read it again. Ready, read. See, with high, come on, do it again one more time. Because now you're stressing the end, and that's fine. And you did nothing wrong just now. All right, I'm doing this for repetition's sake, for understanding's sake. You did nothing wrong, all right? I'm doing this for repetition's sake. I'm not saying, well, we reading wrong. No. That's normal. That's natural, all right? Because somebody trying to hit the end now, that we all come in, right? And that's fine, because you want to hit it, right? Ready, read. Ha ha! Did you hear yourself just now? All right, read again. Go ahead. We get past it. Go ahead. Ready, read. Stop. To a perfect man, right? And even though it says unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, you can get over to this perfect man and start trying to think what your perfection is. What's perfect to you? I told people one time, let me see that. What's your pen? You got a pen? Yeah. It worked? Your pen worked? You been writing with it? I see evidence. Okay, I see evidence. Purple. Cute little pen, right? Black. It's kind of simple, right? These are perfect pens. They are full of purpose. They're doing exactly what they were created to do. All right? Now the creation and the purpose is what causes perfection, not what you see or what you think. Because you might not like purple. So this pen ain't going to be perfect to you. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So because you don't like purple, right? I don't like this pen too plain, right? But it's just because you don't like it don't mean it ain't a perfect pen. Just because you don't understand it, right? That don't mean it ain't a perfect pen. Because the purpose, it is a perfect. We could switch these pens and still get the job done. It just might look a little different, a different shade. And I don't know why people be talking about shade. And I can use this example for racism. Ain't that something? I can use this for why people feel about it. We can switch them, and it might just be a different shade, but the word, the writing, the ink going to be on the paper.
Yes.
Perfect pens, but anybody that purple is not your favorite color, raise your hand. Purple is not your favorite color, raise your hand. If purple is not your favorite color, this is what I'm saying. It not is your favorite color. If purple is not your favorite color, now if you got your hand down, that means purple is your favorite color. If purple is not your favorite color, you like purple, purple is your favorite color. If purple is, I know it's your favorite color, it's your pen. If purple is not your favorite color, raise your hand. Let me see. All right, so it's not your favorite color. So you got another favorite color, right? So this pen right here probably wouldn't be the one you pick. That don't mean it got less value. That don't mean it's less perfect. You just ain't want to pick it. So now perfection is not in the eye of the beholder. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? You don't choose. You can't choose what perfect is. Because this ain't your flavor. This ain't your color. You get it? But do it right, though. Right. That's a good one. But do it right, though.
Yes.
Y'all get what I'm saying? Yeah. Perfection is all about purpose being fulfilled.
Yes.
But you might not like it. You might not like purple. What's your favorite color? Answer me. Come on. So now they say black, so you probably pick that pen up before you pick that pen up. If I set them two on the table, you're going to pick that one before you pick that one up, right? But you could have picked both of them up, and they're both gone. Perfection. So now we say to a perfect man, all right? And the reason he got to say, now, it's like he just said it already, until we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, right? And the big S, right? The Son of God, right? Unto a perfect man, right? And then it says, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of.
Right.
Y'all see that? See, it's trying. Paul was an amazing letter writer. You got to realize these weren't messages that were preached like now. He didn't do it like we're doing it now. Paul, and in some instances in the Acts, you hear Peter and then Paul doing different things, but he didn't do it. A lot of these things that you read in Corinthians, Ephesians, there were letters. So that means Paul wasn't even there, but somebody got up and read the letter. All right? But he was amazing in how he wrote these letters. He made it very clear, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So what are you telling me right now? What are you telling me right now about me as the church? What are you telling me? Are you telling me that if I don't measure up to Jesus, I ain't fulfilling my purpose?
Yes.
Ain't nowhere else. I got a favorite song, Almost Doesn't Count. So now we got to come in unity of the faith.
Yes.
And the knowledge of the Son of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't call you a perfect man. And then don't give me this stuff about, ain't nobody perfect. What this scripture talking about?
Sure.
Next time somebody tell you, ain't nobody going to be perfect, take them to the scripture. Because I don't understand. Was Paul lying to me? Was you trying to give me false hope? Were you trying to give me something that I couldn't reach? Or was this a revelation to get me to a higher level? See, y'all, you still think perfect means what you like with your eyes. You still think perfect is about your opinion. It ain't got nothing to do with your opinion. It's about purpose, right? It may not be your flavor, but it's purpose. You're getting it? It may not be your color, but it's purpose. It may not be your sound, but it's purpose. Are y'all understanding me? Perfection deals with purpose. You can't separate the two. Perfection, maturity, growth, right? Right? You can't take those away and not have purpose in them. Because what you maturing and growing to? And he's going to say it in a second. Oh, Lord. That we his vote no more children. Verse 14, tossed to and fro and cared about every wind of doctrine by the slight of men and cunning craft and by the lie and wait to see. But speaking the truth in love may what? Grow up. Everybody say grow up.
Grow up.
But how? Grow up where? Grow up where? What's the next one? Oh, that's the same thing. That perfect man. So ain't no. Maturing or growth unless you grow up into him. And we can't say him ain't purpose. So ain't no maturing, ain't no growth without purpose. Ain't no purpose without maturing and growth. I'll give you three things. This is how the Trinity works. You got maturing, growth, and purpose. One. You can't have one without the other. You can't have it. You can't have purpose without growth and maturity. They all got to come into the unity of, in the unity of the faith. Y'all see that? If you're really grown, you fulfill purpose. Uh-oh. Because we grown. Ain't we? What's your number? What's your number? Like your age number? Because I'm trying not to say how old are you. I don't want to use the word old. But what's your number? But we grown. Are you? Because I got, like, purpose. Like, if I'm grown, see, this is deception of, this sometimes the deception of life sometimes. Because you done got old enough and you got your license. Old enough, I said that word again. You've come of age enough. Where you got a license and then now you're voting. You done graduated some things. And now you done, see, y'all going to be graduating miniature school this year. Got that paper in it. She said, praise God. Right? And then, y'all gonna, and then, you know, you did this and you got so many years in and all these different things, right? And now you, I'm grown. I'm not a baby Christian no more. Are you? Why you keep whining? You call it prayer, I call it whining. I know that hurts a little bit. I know that hurts a little bit. Me too though. You might call it prayer, I call it whining. Begging and pleading. When them babies get to crying, they want something. And they don't say no words now. And it's because they can't. But all that whining. That's sometimes what your prayers and you yelling to the sky sound like. Because you yelling to the sky when heaven is on the inside of you. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Great is he that is well. The kingdom of God is well. What the kingdom of God sound like? It sound like heaven to me. Lo, here, lo, there. No. Where is it at? Well, did you realize that today? Well, you was walking around today and you was living your life today. Did you realize that? Did you come to that conclusion? I don't know what scripture you read this morning. I don't know how long you prayed in tongues. I don't know what your devotion was this morning. But did you realize today that the kingdom of God was within you all day long? What came up today that shook you? Talking to myself. What came up today that shook you loose and had you all out your head? Where is it at? My mom used to say, where is that? What you did with it? They said, what? Your mind. Where is it at? What you did with it? Did you realize that today? Come on. You didn't realize it, did you? Did you take a little time to think about it? That you walked around all day. What time you got up this morning? Come on. Like, what time you got up? You've been up already, but what time did your eyes open and you were conscious? Right? Because you always up, right? All right? Right? What time?
Five.
From 5 to 9. But you're going to go to sleep early tonight, huh? Woo! 5, boy. You try to do 5, boy. I see. 5 got here. I said, all right, I'm going to see you at 6, right? But from 5 to 9. Come on, what time y'all got up this morning? 4:40. Oh, she hit me when she said, I'm going to one up you. It's like, that's how Jesus would do. You say this, well, I say this. You said 5, I say 4:45. Right? That made me sleepier again, right? Well, look, 4:45, right? From 4:45 up until now, I want y'all to do this. Listen to me well. You hear me? When your eyes, it ain't sunrise till your eyes open. That's when the light come in. Right, it ain't light to you till your eyes open. All right? It ain't about what's going on out here. What's going on in here. That's powerful, ain't it? When your eyes crack open, when the crack of dawn crack your eyes, right? I want y'all to do this. You got to do this before you leave this class. You got to do this in the next class. You got to do this from now going into the next class. And you do it from the next class to the last class. And on your way home, you realize that, where's the kingdom of God? Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is where? You get it? So you're walking around as the kingdom of God. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? Greater is he ain't the truth when you just decide to read the scripture. It's always the truth. Your freedom is determined on whether you know the truth. It says you shall. And the truth of what? Not set you. Nope. What is it going to do? Make you free. Uh-oh. And make you free. That means it make you what you already are. Are y'all understanding me? Just perfecting the saints. This is what's going on. Until we grow up into him in how many things?
Amen.
Keep reading. I know you didn't lost it. Come on. Find the scripture. Come on, find it. Verse 15, ready to read from the beginning. Ready to read. Now you can't just speak. You speak the truth in what? Okay, all right. May what? And how many? How many things? So everything, you got to grow up in everything, huh? You can't leave nothing out, huh? Thank you, Lord. Which is what? Even Christ. Now we start talking about the pieces. See, most ministry jumps to this scripture. So we become biblically, I say this a lot, and y'all have heard me say this in last year's class and this class, but we become biblically selective. We got a message that we're trying to preach, and so we forget the context and jump to the scripture that we're trying to say to use it to impose our thoughts on the mind, but if you don't give it a body, then it can't walk. Context. Read the whole. You get it? So now we got here. Verse 16, right? We at 16?
Yes, sir.
Read it now. Oh, now. From whom? See, it starts like that. Mm-hmm. You can't even talk about this until you talk about, well, where are we coming from? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, well, where you coming? Like, so you ever talk to somebody and you ain't know what they're saying? Like, where you coming from? Mm-hmm. You get it? Like, where you coming from with this, right? You got to tell me where you coming from before I can understand where we going. Mm-hmm. Read it.
From whom?
From whom? What's whom? What's whom? Whom? We don't use that word, whom. We don't say whom. We say who. Right? Everybody say who. Come on, say it again. Say who. We don't use the word whom. We say who. But that you're talking about a person. It's talking about identity. So it's now from this identity. From who? From. It's not from what. Or from where. It's from. From whom the whole body. Keep reading. I can't have none of that. I can't have none of that in 16. Every joint ain't going to supply. It ain't going to be according to the measure. It ain't going to be fitly joined together. It ain't going to be none of that unless I go back to the.
To whom?
Now, I'm glad you said to whom, because that's the one. Y'all get what's going on?
Yeah.
Paul laid this thing out masterfully. We just don't pay attention. We don't slow down and read it. Mm-hmm. We be asking the Holy Ghost, give us revelation. He said, sit on it. Sit right there. Mm-hmm. You're reading too fast. Ain't no fitly joined together. So now I found a problem. This is why a church is usual or not unusual, right? This is why a church is not as powerful as it should be, because we're trying to put joints and make them fitly joined and be effectual in working and hadn't told them about the. Let me tell you something about the one. I'm gonna say this and I'll be done. If I really taught you about the one, and I really made sure that before you got any other doctrine that you got the one, then you realize that in the one is all the doctrines.
That's it.
Look, let me tell you something. Jesus said, as I hear, I judge. I only do what my Father tells me to do. He's moving around like God is telling him to move around. Like he's feeling God tell him to move around a certain way. Everything he was doing was the will of God. Jesus was the express will of God in human flesh. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Are y'all listening to me? So that means if you and 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 you got a revelation of the Christ, right? Got a revelation of Jesus and a revelation of you as Jesus and Jesus as you, and we are one as he is in his world, so are we, right? Right? Right?
Yes.
If you get a revelation of this, then the tall wouldn't be so hard to be connected.
Amen.
If you got a problem, listen to me. If you're struggling to stay connected, it's because you don't have. If you're struggling to stay connected, it's because your understanding is not resurrected. I'm going to leave y'all on that one because that's eight seconds. I got 8 seconds. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Woo, that's alive. We don't need it before the cross. We need it at the cross. That's who we are. Thanks. Thanks, Lord.